We're joined by our good friend, Kerry Crowley. Kerry, of course, formerly of KMBR.com, now is the beat writer for the Bay Area News Group and, of course, the San Jose Mercury News, and has been here all spring long. How are you?
Doing well, Marty. Beautiful day. I mean, it doesn't get better than Salt River Fields. We were talking when we were at break. The Arizona Diamondbacks could very well play here. This is just an amazing setup for spring training.
Yeah, it is. It's just as we look. I just tweeted. We took a picture earlier, Taylor did for us, and I tweeted it out just the before anyone was in the ballpark, and it just when we walked in this morning about 9 o'clock, and I just had that feeling of walking into the picture, mm-hmm. You know, that Sunday morning of saying you just love baseball and you're glad you could be here, and it was a lot of fun to take that picture. So we did that, but the ball club, Bumgarner today, maybe 6 innings today. Is it possible 5, 6?
Yeah, this is the start that he plans to stretch out on. I mean, when you look at what Madison Bumgarner has done this spring, he's working up. He pitched well against the Cubs the other night. He did give up 2 home runs in Mesa. But this is a critical start for him because the Rockies have all of their guys in the lineup. The big hitters, Nolan Arenado's in there. I think Blackman's in there as well at the top. LeMahieu. This is a tough, tough lineup. And the Arizona air plays. So if we're going to see Madison Bumgarner at his best this spring, the Giants certainly hope that today is that day.
Well, he's striking out a lot of people. And one thing I've noticed about Bumgarner, he is determined. There's no distractions for him. You feel the same way?
Yeah, I do. And one of the things that is so challenging for writers with Bumgarner is coming up with different ways to approach him because Madison Bumgarner is almost one-dimensional in that he's just the best competitor in the game. And that's what he is. There's no other...
No.
Things going on in Madison Bumgarner's life. It's baseball, it's pitching, and it's trying to dominate. And I actually wanted to bring up, I had a conversation with Aramis Garcia, the Giants' young catching prospect, about what it was like for him to catch Bumgarner and be on the mound or be as a battery mate with that tough competitor. And he said he learned so much from it, but he thinks that the reason that Bumgarner is so difficult to hit for these guys and the reason he's striking everyone out this spring is because all of his pitches come out of the same plane, the fastball, the cutter, the slider. They're all in that same eye level, and so every pitch looks the same to the hitters, and it was hard for Garcia to make the adjustment as a catcher.
Yeah, he's given up some home runs, but when he gets his outs, and he is working, you're right. What do you talk to him about? Horses? I mean, you know, what can you really, hey, Madison,
what about
that Kentucky Derby?
You know? What are your hobbies? It's baseball and pitching.
Yeah, it's true. It is true. He is, and it's sort of refreshing in a way.
Mm-hmm.
That's his job, and his job is to win and be as tough as he can. And you're right. It's interesting approaching Bumgarner. It's never simple. Maybe during the season it'll get a little bit easier, but he does talk about pitching. You and I talked last week about Ty Block mm-hmm. and where he fits into this rotation. Since then, he's gotten hit a little bit. Holland has pitched really well. Stratton is good for 4 innings, gave up some runs after that yesterday. How do you see the 4-5 spot with that Dodgers series, obviously 7 with the Dodgers?
Well, Marty, you and I talked about this last week, but I think that they should send Ty Block to AAA and have him start on regular rest down there so that when the time comes for the fifth starter, they can bring him up and use him in a fifth starter's role because they don't need that for the first few weeks of the season. But I do think that he will be on the 25-man roster to open the year. I think they just like him too much to leave him off. The question is, where does Derek Holland fit into this? Because he's pitched well enough to be on this team. I just don't think he has the durability to be a starter at this point in his
career.
Well,
I agree with you on that. They haven't stretched him out enough.
Mm-mm.
I don't think they're thinking of him as a starter because you need a starter against the Dodgers.
And he had a great start to last season for the White Sox. His ERA was sub-3 over his first 10 to 15 starts, but then he fell apart as the innings racked up. And so if you can keep him in that role as a long reliever to stretch him out on days where maybe Stratton doesn't give you enough or Block doesn't give you enough, he can be a really solid asset for this club.
So the Dodgers' rotation is out. It's Kershaw, Wood, Maeda, and then Hill. So who pitches against Hill on Sunday, April 1st, for the Giants?
Well, Block's got the great career numbers against the Dodgers, but I think they'll throw Stratton.
Really?
I think it's going to be Chris Stratton, and it's just because they want him to be that number 4, and you slot him in there at the beginning of the season, and I know that it's the Dodgers, and so you can adjust different ways, tinker with things, but I do think that they'll want Chris Stratton pitching on regular rest on that Sunday night game.
It may be Block piggybacking or something, mm-hmm. Holland piggybacking or something like that. All right, Kerry Crowley. You know who Terry Crowley is?
I do not.
Terry Crowley was a great pinch hitter He played for the Orioles, and Cincinnati is a world in the World Series for Cincinnati. But Terry Crowley was a first baseman for the Orioles, late 60s, early 70s, and a tremendous pinch hitter, very good pinch hitter. He had a good career. So I called you Terry Crowley.
Yes.
Terry Crowley. All right. It's one of those days we're having here. It's the end of spring training. I can't wait for this game to – it's going to be a good game today, and then driving out tomorrow morning. Start the drive back. So it's going to be interesting because, boy, the season is only 10 days away.
And what do they do in the outfield, Marty?
Well, I was going to ask you that. You're the guy on the show. What, you want me to answer it first?
I do. I'm curious to see how my line of thought stacks up against yours.
Okay, well, I think Blanco's on the team.
Yes.
I think that's a given, and I think we'll see Jackson today. And I hope we see – first of all, I hope we see the lineup this week.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they have to play together as a team. They've got to do that and show how they can hit as a team. Hit behind runners, work count, whatever they're going to do. I want to see this team as hitters, so I want to see that. So I think Blanco's on the team. Pence has had a good week. And maybe the alarm is not quite as dramatic about Pence as it was 2 weeks ago. If that's the case, maybe you can, and my thought is maybe you have Parker back up Pence. He's a good defender. He's a left-handed hitter. Pence is going to get 90% of the playing time because he is ending spring on a positive note. And then you can send Duggar, Williamson, Shaw, and Slater out and let them start in Sacramento. So I don't know if it's popular. I don't know. Maybe I'm crazy. But I could see Gorky's or Parker making the team, one of the two, and the option guys going out.
Well, I think it's down to three guys for the final two spots.
Okay,
and it's Blanco, who, as we agree, he's on the team. And so the Giants will have to pick between Jarrett Parker and Gorky's Hernandez and decide what they prioritize. Do they want a defender who can play all three positions in Gorky's Hernandez, or do they want that left-handed power tool that they don't necessarily have off the bench? And I think that they'll end up going with Jarrett Parker because they drafted him. They've invested in Jarrett Parker, and they've tried to string him along as long as he can, and they want him to succeed more so than Hernandez, who they didn't draft. They don't have that same long-term commitment with, and so they'll DFA Gorky's and then go with Gregor Blanco.
All right. Well, we solved the problems of the world. Last week we figured out Block and Stratton, and this week maybe Pence. Great to see you. You've been a great addition to the show. I'm going to have you on, of course, quite often. But you're starting your rookie season very well.
Yes. Thank you, Marty. It's been a tremendous spring down here. What can you say?
You've done well.
Arizona weather has been excellent, and every morning, standing on the dugout rail, chatting with each other, it's been fun.
Not a bad way to live. You may have a real job someday.
Yes, I can guarantee you that.
All right. That is Terry Crowley of the Bay Area News Group for the San Jose Mercury News. Kerry, thanks so much. All right. Hey, we've got baseball coming up.